This next story asks, who really benefits when you get a bargain movie ticket, which you can for a monthly subscription? The price recently went down so low it's worth asking what the company is really getting. Here's Elizabeth Kulas of our Planet Money podcast.
I'm standing in Times Square in the lobby of an AMC movie theater. It's a multiplex, 25 screens, and I'm here with Stacey Spikes. He's the co-founder of something called Movie Pass. It's a startup, and here's how it works. First, you sign up and get a debit card sent out in the mail.
Okay, I've got it. It looks just like a MasterCard, right?
Yes, basically.
When you're at the theater, you pull out the Movie Pass app.
So go through and pick a movie that you'd want to see.
Oh, It, Chasing the Dragon, Spider-Man Homecoming?
Sounds good.
You seen it?
I have.
Worth it?
Yeah.
Then I walk over to the ticket kiosk, choose a ticket to Spider-Man Homecoming, but to pay for it, I swipe with the MoviePass debit card.
Yes, it's working, it's processing, and there your ticket's printing.
The normal price to see Spider-Man Homecoming here is $16.29. MoviePass will pay that full price of my ticket to AMC. But my price is $9.95. And that's not just for one movie. That's per month. And it lets me see a movie every 24 hours.
If you're going to that many movies, you do not have a job and you're unemployed if you go to 30 movies.
MoviePass has been around for a few years. And until recently, they charged around $40 for memberships. It was doing okay. But then, a few weeks ago, a data analytics firm bought a big chunk of MoviePass, and the prices dropped. In the weeks afterward, MoviePass's customer base has grown to over 500,000 subscribers. Most cinemas across the country accept the subscription. Brian Schultz runs Studio Movie Grill, a theatre chain based in Dallas.
People really are flocking to it, and we really couldn't be happier. We're seeing large increases in the attendance, specifically on non-peak times like during the week. So I think it's great for the industry.
He says the subscription model means that people will come in and see a film that they wouldn't otherwise pay to see. You know, the kind of borderline film that falls kind of between blockbuster and B grade. And for Brian, that's more full price tickets, subsidized by MoviePass, of course. Still, that's more popcorn and Cokes and boxes of milk duds that get sold at the concession stand. Brian is so excited about MoviePass, he personally invested in a company last year. But not all theatre owners are excited. AMC is America's largest theatre chain. They wouldn't comment for this story, but they have come out against MoviePass's new price point. There are rumours that AMC was close to launching its own subscription service. But there are other reasons too. Leo Kolp is an industry analyst at RBC.
Well, you know, I think on the negative side, people would say that this cheapens the movie-going experience and that you're treating consumers that they're only going to pay $10 and they can see as many as they want.
Movie theaters use loyalty programs to get data on their customers. And now some of those customers are MoviePass customers first. And that data is a really big part of MoviePass's future plans. When you go to a movie, that's something a bunch of businesses want to know about. Maybe the restaurant next door, maybe the studio that will sell you the movie soundtrack later. Either way, a movie ticket is now also a data point, and that's worth something. Elizabeth Kulas, NPR News.